Blog Talk Radio.
Songwriters, be careful of American greeters. American greed. Sociopaths. Evil people who like to steal songs from other people. I say that a lot because I experienced it for years. I made these pop songs and rock songs. And some evil people, dangerous people, looked at my songwriting, looked at my songs, and think they can make a buck all of it through fraud. They said they're looking for songwriters, you know, they're looking for me to steal a victim, looking at me as a victim to steal my song. These people have gotten homes and made money off of stealing. My songs are protected through copyright and publishing. They already have. So if a song, my song is played, it's reported all over the world. It's connected all over the world through the song licensing organization. But most importantly, it's copyrighted, so I'm not worried. But these thieves allegedly have sampled songs. My songs, I don't know, but they sampled, and they said they were looking at me to steal from. They committed a crime of trespassing, looking into my home to see what songs I'm going to play so they can steal it. And that's against the law to trespass. This is an allegation, but still it may be true. Yes, the police need to be involved and so on. These people are dangerous. They're just like robbing a bank. They're a thief. They're evil. They have no talent, and they should not be in the music industry. The only talent they have is to steal. I hope that if they work with somebody stealing someone else's song and work with somebody in the industry, I hope the people in the industry will find out and lock these people up. As I said before, I have not given permission for anyone to use my song on a soundtrack or anything. And, you know, they go around and say they need a songwriter. What they mean, they need a victim. They need to find someone they can steal from, find out what the song is, and then copyright it themselves. I told my friend who was a songwriter to copyright his songs. I don't know. He said he did not. I said copyright it because thieves, like what I'm experiencing, will go up to him and try to steal it. They're looking for to make a buck without stealing someone else's music. They're a thief. They're evil. A psychopath. They belong in prison. But as I said before, my songs are protected. So if someone asks me if they want to use my songs and so on, or says it's on a copyright, they can check. It is on a BMI register as a publishing, which is another form of protection, so they can use it. I did have this before. Song sharks or evil people. Some guy wanted to charge me money for trying to represent me in the industry, and it didn't work out. Turned out the guy was a fraud person. Yes, I heard the stories where people are told to sign away all their publishing. You need to be careful of that. So be careful of these American greed sociopaths looking for a song to steal. My song has been copyrighted for years. So if they try to copyright, it's already been copyrighted years before. It's already been published. It's at ASCAP BMI. That is the absolute protection. The other protection is the master tapes. They don't have no master tapes. They don't have no CD of it. I do. So that's the thing about it, protecting your music. If you hear something like Struggle, if you hear I Really or something, or pop song, make sure you know who the songwriter is. Because, that's illegal. But I'm dealing with people, the American greed wannabes, who were looking to steal, commit a crime, a fraud, to get rich at no cost. And I don't want that trash around me. They are garbage when they do evil things. You know, they even, you know, some of them are so psychotic, you know, the angry saying, I'm going to be with a woman. I never will be with a woman. I'm gay. You know, they can't accept that, which is how dangerous, and I don't even know them, which is how dangerous and psychotic they are, is going to a stranger like me and getting angry at me because I'm gay. Homophobia is wrong, and that's insane. They're insane. But anyway, the most important thing is that people who are do evil things are not people that have to deal with in any way. They are dangerous. You know, protect your songs. You don't want another American Greed story where some criminal heard that song, heard somebody's song, made a fortune out of it, bought a house, and then get caught for fraud. We don't need that. We have too many tragic stories in the among artists where some artists' dreams not only didn't come true, some artists have lost their lives through coming across with evil people. It happens a lot in Hollywood, you know, or some people die untimely. You know, I'm glad that didn't happen to me because I was so aware, and I'm so aware with my music. So to all songwriters, copyright your songs before you release it on the indie label or major label. I know major label gonna tell them to copyright it before you can protect your music. Even if it's a court setting, you have the protection. And also, if someone do use it, you can go to court and show that you own that song. We don't want no American Greed monster or a criminal coming around looking, oh, your song, I'm looking for a songwriter. Ooh, that song is good to steal. You don't want that around you. I'm dealing with it now. I have been dealing with it since I've been making music in my building, in my neighborhood. These people are dangerous, insane. And these people should not be around people. Prison is where they belong. That's why I say they do this to a lot of, they say they're looking for songwriters to steal, victims to steal. I'm not one of them. My songs are going to be copyrighted before I release it. And even if I make the song, I have to make sure that it's on, put registered with BMI as soon as possible. Or make sure it's copyrighted. So when I release, make a demo, a lot of my songs, I release it 1 year. Like I release it early, and then I send it to the copyright office. That protects it. Then I release, when I get the copyright registration, then I release it. So the song was released like 6 months ago. I had to do that. There's no way I'm going to release my song to Vivo, release my song for people to listen to without that copyright. Publishing. You own the song. That's another form of protection. It's like owning the song 100%. So stay away from American greeters who look for victims to take dreams away from, particularly songwriters. So songwriters, copyright your music. Stay away from evil people. We don't know. We don't need another American greed story. Because that's wrong when some sociopath steals someone else's song to get rich at no cost. Good day, good night from Deaf Night.